All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. I'm with SG Anon again. We're going to do one for YouTube, one for the back channel. Ninoscorner.tv is going to be where we do the juicy stuff. Lots to talk about. We got a five-month period here, SG, that Trump gave a warning about, and I want to talk about his warning that is, I think we are in a very hot red zone right now. Don't you agree?
I agree fully on that, and that's a very good summary about the period of time we're in. I would call it a rig for red period. We've seen a lot of unusual behavior geopolitically worldwide, some of it expected, some of it not expected. Just today, we saw the U.S. Marshals Service get involved with Coinbase in the management of digital assets on behalf of the federal government. And remember, the U.S. Marshals Service interdicts itself with the National Guard at least some level because of the events of January of 2021, which your audience is probably very familiar with right now. So this is a very important period, Nino. We're coming up on July the 4th. That's a very important holiday. And from there to the election, it's going to be rock and roll.
All right, folks, get your noble gold. Gold has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. Treasury and buying more gold. The good news is it is predicted to go up even more. UBS said it can even go up to 5,000. Noble Gold Investments phone has been ringing nonstop, folks. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold. You can do the same. I suggest you do the same, especially where we're at right now. And if you do it this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free 1/4 ounce gold standard coin if you open up a qualified account. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com. We are in it. This is it. We are in it. I think from here forward, SG is red hot. We got July 4th coming up. I'm kind of worried. I never used to worry about the holidays like I do right now. And July 4th, we got July 11th, which is the sentencing. We got some pretty important dates coming up. And, you know, all these things, and we're going to war game this on the back channel. We're going to go to the back channel, war game all this, but we're going to do a broad stroke here, folks, for the normies. I see some kind of event looming, SG. I think that's the only card they can play.
Well, you know, we've talked, I think, for a period of time in this journey that the scare event described by certain entities online is unlikely to be a single event. It's much more likely to be a series or a cascade that will be recalled in the future as one event or as a generational style event. Much as there was a lead up, there was a planning out, there were obvious signs leading up to 9/11/2001, just as an example. So in this process, I think that we can expect a number of different events, Nino. We've talked a lot about the biologic component. We've talked a lot about the geopolitical maneuvers happening in Europe, for example. Those are going to be very important. The French election, which just occurred, which gave overwhelming support to the Le Pen Populist Party, for example, which has actually caused a schism between the centrist group that Macron is associated with and the far left alliance, who themselves, ironically, may end up being allies to the Le Pen government if they can form a coalition. So this is a remarkable time. And I think that looking down that election, logic would dictate that they're not going to go quietly into that good night. We have things like the U.S. southern border, for example. That's a very obvious talking point on everybody's lips. We've got things like the more salacious events that are occurring both at and throughout that particular area of humanitarian catastrophe right now. We have a number of different unusual things happening in the cyber world. It's not been that long ago that we saw an ostensible 99% drop in the stock price of Berkshire Hathaway. Of course, the New York Stock Exchange and Wall Street released a statement almost immediately after that, stating that it was a technical glitch and that trades would not be, you know, honored having been conducted after that technical glitch. So there's a lot that seems to be shaking itself out. And anyone that has been paying attention for a while sort of understands that the irregular conflict side of what we're dealing with, the unusual side, the extraordinary or espionage side, dictates a sort of a sleight of hand response. And so things that they do for evil, we turn to good. Things that we, you know, attempt for good, they attempt to do for evil, and vice versa. And we just have to be better at that. And I think we have been much better at that over the last 3 to 5 years, certainly since 2017. So this is game time. This is the 4 months leading up to the November 5th date. This is going to be the 120-day period that sort of closes out this phase of this conflict, however it looks. And it would be intellectually immature, I think, for Patriots out there to expect that at this stage in the game, those useless middlemen who have been left essentially compassless in this process are simply going to hand over the reins.
Right, and we are now in the final stretch. This is like the final sprint, July going into November. And, you know, you mentioned France, and we're having the Olympics there. I mean, this is going to be insane, and they're having riots and protests. I think an event could happen there, either a super spreader event, whatever. I think it's very possible that that could happen during the Olympics, and it'd be on the world stage. So there's a lot of stuff I think that's happening. And right now, you know, another thing we got to talk about too, for that we could talk about on YouTube, was, you know, Trump gave a warning, and you and I both know that he doesn't just talk out of the side of his mouth. He means it when he says certain things. And the warning was, you know, we have a 5 month transitional period. Don't mess with us.
Exactly. And in this process, I think you're going to see, a transitional period played out that is extraordinary and unprecedented in nature. You know, if you go back to drop 34, 35, 37, others like that, there's a clear message there, and your audience will know what I'm referring to. There's a clear message there regarding how we're going to have to reclaim certain pulpits. We're dealing with an entrenchment that a recently released Julian Assange described as 98% deep in Washington, D.C. That's an extraordinary statement to make, and that came from a person who had access to data that certainly would have supported such a salacious statement, because he has maintained since the very beginning that he's tried to operate with some amount of journalistic integrity.
I'm going to go ahead and play this just for a moment. This is on a Facebook post, but this is Trump at the rally right here in the Virginia, where he sends out that warning.
Our country is going to be strong again, and it's going to be very soon. I want the enemies to know that, because we have a 5 month transition period, and I want the enemies to know, don't play around with us during this 5 month period. Don't play around.
That's a very strong statement. He's letting them know, hey, we have a 5 month transitional period, and the Democrats right now are severely panicked. You know, obviously it almost seems to me like they're going to try to play Democrat musical chairs. I don't know if they can accomplish it. Obviously Nancy Pelosi's not in the picture anymore. They were planning to put her in if anything like this happened, if Joe Biden kind of fell by the wayside, which he did. He did. It was not only, Probably the worst debate I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it looked like Trump was debating someone with severe, not moderate, but severe dementia.
It was an absolute thrashing. And for the narrative space and the consciousness out there, the American public, you're dealing with a demographic again, that is receptive to that audience, that will not get information from anywhere other than MSDNC or CNN or ABC or CBS or one of those highly captured legacy outlets. And so for the first time, that group, that demographic, had an in-your-face situation presented to them, which could not be denied. And it happened in the moment over a period of more than an hour. And that allows for, I think, reality to shift when you're talking about consciousness warfare and you're trying to unend some belief system or some interpretative lens that you need to get shifted in order to achieve that congealment that we need as a civilization. And we absolutely need to overcome a great deal of that in this next 120 to 150 day period.
Here you'll see, I mean, the Democratic Party right now, I mean, the whole state is in absolute panic. I mean, they're horrified. They don't know what to do. You got, even here in this video, it says Biden's Hollywood donors in a panic, folks, after debate, threatening to cut off funding.
So Oscar-worthy performance at last Thursday's debate reportedly has Hollywood donors in a panic. According to the trade publication Variety, they are threatening to withhold funding from all Democrat candidates unless Joe drops out. Actor Dennis Quaid endorsed Donald Trump, and he joins us right now with coffee in hand. Dennis, good morning to you.
Hey.
Well, we could go into this, but celebrities are backing out. They see the problem here. I've had Juanito on my show many times say, he said this a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, that they're going to, that Biden is the tied to the Democrat Party, and that's the way they wanted it. They want this move. So now we're going to watch the show really begin. We're going to watch them scramble, watch them, try to figure out a way to replace him when they don't have Pelosi anymore. I believe she was strategically taken out. Don't you, SG?
I absolutely do. And I believe that occurred as a result of items that we expatriated from certain locations. That you have, a capture and control of that magnitude with that type of data and that type of connectivity, not just to U.S. domestic issues, but remember, Nino, a lot of these individuals that are heavily involved in the larger levels of criminality, a lot of it is foreign based, and they're not only acting domestically as traitors, but they're acting in concert with a foreign enemy, which makes them a foreign combatant under the laws of war. And Pelosi, I believe, to be one of those individuals, if I may say so. And so now we have a situation where you're witnessing the remaining shadow middlemen, the remaining state bureaucrats out there, others that you would castigate as or chide as being not necessarily on one side or the other, and they're sort of on the fence. You're seeing a lot of that shift now to a very worrisome, very concerned, very earnest effort to get rid of the disaster that is the installation. And I maintain for the folks out there, and have maintained this entire time that I've been on air, that with at least that particular individual and that particular caricature, that is a patriotic component of this conflict, not the other side. However, it is functioning primarily to destroy and disempower the actual remaining other side, which is based not only in DC, but also in Europe and in South America and in the Middle East and in the Eastern Mediterranean and in Latin America and others. So in this process, we've got a switcheroo coming, I think. And I think that's the most logical thing to conclude, right? We saw a coordinated legacy media coup, essentially, against Joe Biden almost immediately after the debate. And in some circles, we saw it come out the night of. And that level of uniformity cannot be possible organically. It must be strategically coordinated. And so we're witnessing the setup for the replacement.
Right. And then Time Magazine has a front cover of Joe Biden walking away, which was, to me, very telling on what they're planning to do. And I've heard names like Whitmer. I've heard names of Newsom. I think they're very limited. I don't know how they're going to do this with Mike Johnson being the Speaker of the House, Kamala Harris being Vice President. She's more unpopular than Joe Biden. This is going to be very tricky how they manage to do this. But then again, they own the system. They'll figure out a way. But it's only going to expose them more. And what I want to show you right here is Elon Musk called out Kamala Harris, and he says, when will politicians, or at least the intern who runs their account, learn that lying on this platform doesn't work anymore? And Kamala Harris, Donald Trump would ban nationwide. President Joe Biden and I will do everything in our power to stop him and restore women's reproductive freedom. So she went out on a limb to do this, and Elon checkmates her right here. I mean, this just shows you the panic, right, SG?
Absolutely. And the beautiful component of this highlight that you have on the screen is that readers, and not powerful influential figures, but it was readers who highlighted the fallacy and the falsehood and the logic, and then utilized the legacy media outlets, again, that digital information warfare aspect, plus a post from Mr. T himself on Truth Social, to discredit what was stated here by the Vice President of the United States, at least the Manchurian version currently occupying the office. And so when people like Elon then draw attention to this, on top of the fact that the readers have already added the context and drawn the attention to this, that is, as you so adequately described, that is the checkmate. That is the locked into it, and you know, what you would refer to as sort of like a K-box position under military targeting terminology. And so again, I don't want to be overly redundant with the audience, but we do have to remember that a great deal of what we're dealing with is a culture conflict, and it has to be approached in that fashion. There has to be strategic maneuvering. There has to be the willingness to go to the mattresses, if I can quote that very famous movie. There has to be the willingness to participate in an active public level and discredit honorably, not vengefully, but honorably and truthfully discredit the lies and the disinformation warfare complex that is being currently waged. And the beauty with that, Nino, is that disinformation warfare complex provides the meat, the substance for the human consciousness, human civilization to sink their teeth in, into and really get under control with and manage actively. And yet it also provides the cover necessary to conduct some of the more clandestine components of the events that are happening in the world right now.
So SG, let's go to the back channel and talk about this 5-month span, what we can expect. I believe that there will be an event that happens on our soil. I want to talk about the barges and bridges that were hit. I think those were tested. Those were tests for a response. I want to talk about, what kind of desperate moves are they going to make? Let's war game this on ninoscorner.tv and talk about what we can expect in this 5 months. And go really into detail on this, as I do for all my VIP people and the people. I can't do that here on Fluff because we're going to talk about some heavy stuff and detailed stuff on like what I believe and what you believe is the next move. And this is not the type of stuff you could talk on here. So SG, does that sound good to you?
Roger that.
All right, folks, I'll see you at ninoscorner.tv. Here we go.